Hey, it's me, Jamal. This is gonna be about Marvel doing their changes. Specifically, I mean, most recently about Thor being a woman, and I think I just found out today that that Captain America will be black. Hopefully, they go through with that, and it's not just a rumor. That'd be great. I mean, you're gonna get just tons and tons of new readers of comics. Like, people that haven't ever picked up comics will pick up comics just for that reason. And it's not, and it's not to say that they're picking it up just for, oh, it's a black character and there aren't that much black characters, which is true, but because it's both of those changes, making Thor female, a woman, and making Captain America black, will change up the story, obviously. I mean, they're gonna have to write a new backstory for both of them, and plus, it's gonna make a whole new dynamic in both stories. It's going to make both more complex, I think. I mean, comics, old comic characters are old. Let's not tiptoe around that feature of old comic book characters. That's exactly why I don't like Superman. That's why I've never liked Superman. It's just an old way of thinking. Not to say that Thor was a bad character, or Batman, or any other superhero, or Spider-Man, or anything. It's just they're old. I mean, some of the core beliefs or core mechanics in their respective worlds, you know, the Thor world, the Batman world, the Captain America world, are old, you know? Like, I mean, in Captain America, war's changed, he's part of S.H.I.E.L.D., he's, you know, I mean, it just kind of makes sense to either redo them or redo them as, you know, redo them in another way. I mean, Thor, I think the backstory with female Thor will be that, you know, Thor as we know it now, you know, the blonde-haired, you know, god from Valhalla or whatever, either gives up his title as Thor himself or was cast out for whatever reason, whatever. And then we get a female Thor. That's great. You're gonna have a whole new backstory, a whole new story, whole new villains, a whole new complexity in the character, because, I mean, gonna be more nurturing, probably gonna use, her powers way differently than the original Thor did. Same with, Captain America. He's gonna be more, I would think, street smart. He probably will be more, I don't know, assertive with his power, I guess. I don't know, maybe, you know, be more of a people's Captain America. I know Captain America wearing the red, white, and blue and being a white dude was like an icon already, because, I mean, he's wearing red, white, and blue, he's a white guy, he's a white male, come on. I mean, that's America. But with a black guy, I mean, he's gonna have to, I'm not gonna pussyfoot around this, he's gonna have to deal with racism. not just from fans, but from inside the world of his own comic. I mean, that's going to be a whole shit ton of, you know, I don't know if they're redoing these series. I don't know if, like, it's just they're going to start out as Thor being a woman and not that the original Thor gave up his power as being Thor. And then Captain America is the same, like, he just started off as being a black guy in World War II, World War II, and then he got frozen in ice, and then now he's part of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, are they just gonna redo it, like a reboot, with those characters being that way, or is it that they give up their titles to these people, like the female Thor and black Captain America? Like, are they giving up their title, or is it just a reboot? Either way, it's going to be really good, I think, to the characters and the complexity of the story, and all the people that are going to love it and get into comics because of that, not because of the reasons, because of the changes. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess to a certain degree of changes, but you know what I'm trying to say. Like, not because, it's the whole, like, kind of Obama thing. Like, I didn't vote for him because he was black, I voted for him for his, you know, ideals and whatever. I like Captain America because he's black. Well, yeah, I like him because he's black, but also because he's more likable, or he does this better than the original Captain America, or he, you know, whatever he does, or, you know, the same way with female Thor. But also, I'm kind of strapped on time on this recording, but obviously there's going to be also racism and sexism against it, obviously. Like, if it is a reboot, you're also going to get all the people that don't like change, and I don't like improvements on old characters. Ugh, don't touch classics. I don't care. If the story is good, and the character's good, and whatever else, I do not care. Like, if it's good, then it's good. Why can't you just enjoy shit? That's my whole thing. If you don't like it, don't buy it. Don't ruin it for everyone else, which I'm sure some people are trying to do. And yeah, like I said, you're going to get a whole bunch of Thor can't be a woman. It says on the hammer that whoever wields the hammer, he can blah blah blah. Like, it literally says he who blah blah blah. Like, okay, so if it's a reboot, then who the fuck cares? And if it's not a reboot, who the fuck cares? Buy it, love it, and if you don't like it, if you don't like even the idea of the change, then don't buy it. Easy. Save your goddamn money. And then you're gonna get racism on the whole black Captain America thing. It's just, it's inevitable. I mean, not inevitable, but it's gonna happen. It's just gonna happen, and it's gonna be funny to everyone that likes change and is not afraid of change or improvements. Everything can be improved. Nothing is perfect. Nothing. I don't care what you say. Nothing is perfect, and everything can be improved, and change is great. You know, change is great. Done.